You might start seeing pinwheels around the Syracuse community, like those placed in Columbus Circle today. They're meant to represent a happy childhood while raising awareness about something that means anything but child abuse. McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Center Director Linda Cleary knows there are a lot of barriers to finding out when and how children are being abused.
It's a scary topic. People are not comfortable enough talking about it. You know, it took years before people started talking about domestic violence, and we need to get to that same stage where people are not afraid to talk about child abuse. The difference is that most children don't disclose when it happens. They very often don't disclose until they're an adult.
One way to help is to believe a child who's talking about abuse. Cleary says the worst thing you can do is say, it didn't happen, or I don't believe you. She wonders if more open conversation about the topic throughout the community might lead to more disclosure.
The more people would start talking about child abuse, we believe more children would feel comfortable to disclose if they've been abused, but it also gives the adults the ability to recognize it and try to help prevent it.
Cleary adds 90% of children who are abused suffer the physical or sexual attacks from someone they know, be it family or friend, which makes it even harder to talk about. The McMahon Ryan Center will be selling pinwheels, wristbands, and pinwheel lapel pins all month to raise awareness in the hopes that more of the pinwheels really might represent more happy childhoods. Chris Bolt, WAER News.